Hey friends, it's Pastor Jason. Thanks so much for joining me today on The Daily Hit. Visit jasonjohncalward.com for these podcasts and additional content. And I'd love to hear your feedback and verse recommendations. You can do all of that on the website or my social media. Again, thanks for listening. Please share this with your friends. Let's get to today's verse. Romans 12:2 tells us this: "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect." Now, this is a verse you may have heard before. And man, there's so much packed into this verse. I hope I can do it in 5 minutes. But I mean, let's just start from the very beginning. Don't be conformed to the world. I mean, essentially conforming something is like there is an existing thing, and rather than you being different from that thing, the two different things are put next to each other, and one of them is essentially conformed to the shape that the other is. Let me give you an example. My kids play with Play-Doh a whole lot, and so what they will do is they will take a form, and they will take the Play-Doh, and they will shove the Play-Doh into the form, and what you get is a piece of Play-Doh that now is in the shape of the form that they used. This is what Paul is telling us not to do. That while we are in this world, and there are other verses that talk about being in this world but not of this world, but because we're in this world, it's very easy for us to be conformed to this world. Because if you stand out, if you're different, you're going to be noticed. And a lot of times in this life we live right now, you're going to be mocked in the culture we're in. You're going to be ostracized. You're going to be doxxed. You're going to be condemned. You're just going to get spam and hate and all this kind of stuff. That's what happens when you're different in this world. But Paul is clearly telling us not to be conformed to this world, but rather be transformed by the renewal of our mind. And he goes on to say that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. It's interesting to me that the way he tells us to not be conformed to the world is not by necessarily being next to things that we could conform to. However, it's not in thinking like they think, not allowing your mind to be changed away from the truth of what God tells us to the lie that we find within the culture, within the world, within secular life. It's all about your mind and what you think. And why is that? It's because your actions are always going to follow what you believe. And so if you believe something, I'm going to be able to tell what you believe based on what you do. Your actions will always rat out what you believe. And that's why it's important that in terms of not being conformed to the world, we have to make sure that what we're thinking is not slowly allowing us to be conformed to how the world thinks and how the world acts. I'm going to tell you right now, there are a lot of thought processes out there in our American culture right now that are completely and totally contrary to what the Bible teaches. It's lifestyles that are different. I mean, we can go all down the line. And I'm not saying that you shun somebody for their lifestyle or treat them like trash. Somebody living a different lifestyle than you is just as valuable to God, and he wants them just as much as he wants you. But we have to make sure that we're not allowing our thinking to slowly, one step at a time, one thought at a time, one little belief shift at a time, to conform us to how the world thinks. I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a day when Jesus comes back and we're going to have to stand before God and give an account for everything we've done. And he's going to ask us about our actions, and our actions in that moment are really going to show what we believe. And so what I'm encouraging you to do as you read this verse, understand that your mind is the thing that the enemy is going to attack. Even Joyce Myers wrote a book about this, the battleground of the mind. And there's constantly a war going on in your mind. And you've got to be sure that you understand that the truth of God's word is what you need to be believing, not some newfound theory out there. I'm telling you, it can even get dangerous, because a lot of times we'll have people that come along and they'll be teaching something that sounds really good and makes us feel really good deep down, but it's not what the word says. And so you've got to be sure that you're in the Bible, that you're reading God's word, that you're getting his word inside of you, that you're praying, that you're engaging with other Christians about these things, about what's going on in the culture. Why? It's so that you can make sure that what you're thinking and what you're believing line up with what God says. And what's the benefit of all this? Why are we doing all this? We're trying to discern God's will. We want what's good and acceptable and perfect. I want my thoughts to be God's thoughts. I want them to be good. I want them to be acceptable. I want them to be perfect. Why? It's not just because I don't want to be conformed to the world, but because I want to honor my Father in heaven. I want to live the life that He's called me to live. So I've got to be sure that what I'm allowing into my mind is not affecting me and my thinking in such a way that it allows me step by step, little by little, to be conformed to this world. So take a moment maybe right now and just evaluate what you're thinking, how you're thinking, your inputs, and allow God to speak to you. Allow your spirit to discern what God's will is. Be led by that spirit. Transform your mind and begin thinking like God wants you to think. Don't be conformed to the world, but be conformed to what He thinks and what the Bible shows us we should believe. If you're in the North Houston area and are looking for a great church home, visit freedomdl.com. And to financially support this podcast with a tax-deductible donation, visit jasonjohncowart.com/partner.